wish to share an amazing insight on this week's parsha, which is a lesson for all of us throughout our lives. The Torah tells us, "Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osam," that Hashem opened up the mouth of the donkey. All of a sudden, the donkey starts to speak. Let's analyze the depth of what is going on over here. Bilam HaRosha, the evil Bilam, he had an appetite to follow the Surah Moav, the masters of Moav, in order to curse the Bnei Yisrael. But he was unable to. Why? Because there is no such power that can hurt Klal Yisrael without Hashem's will. And this is what we see in every generation. They stand up against us to destroy us, to annihilate us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their hands. And even though from time to time we as a people sin and perhaps anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his abundance of mercy and kindness, he forgives us. And the tzaras that he sends upon us, eventually we come to realize that it was only for one purpose, and that is to bring us closer to him and for us to repent and do tshuva. But truthfully speaking, Hashem knows, and we need to know this, that Hashem knows, that there is no better people in the entire world than Klal Yisrael, than the Jewish people, who have forfeited and have sacrificed their lives al Kiddush Hashem throughout all the generations. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malach to stop Bilam from going to curse the Jewish people, so also HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects his children all the generations when we merit his protection. This is what we say every day after Aleinu, with the Eitz of a Sufa, that the nations of the world come up with all types of ideas how to hurt us. But Davru Dover Velayokum, or whatever they're speaking about, cannot hurt us. It has no essence. Kimonu Kel, because Hashem is with us. And David HaMelech expressed this sentiment many, many times. Kilo Yitaysh Hashem Amoy. Hashem will never leave his nation, v'nachloso, in his inheritance. Lo Yazov. He will never leave. Bilam, however, as great as a Novi he was, and we are taught that he was the greatest Navi that the Goyim ever had, he didn't even see what his donkey saw. That was Hashem's will. And because of his tremendous chaos, his tremendous anger, what does Bilam do? He starts to hit his donkey with a stick. Instead of, like the Torah says, killing him with a sword. All of a sudden, Bilam is hitting his donkey. Vayiftach Hashem v'spiyosan, Hashem opens up the mouth of the donkey. Imagine that. The donkey starts to speak. Something that is totally unnatural. That an animal should speak. And this happens to be the one thing that separates man from an animal. The man has the koach adibah, the ability to speak, and an animal doesn't have the ability to speak. And now all of a sudden, Bilam is witnessing a phenomena. But because of his tremendous haughtiness, and because of his tremendous anger, he didn't even bother to stop and to think what's happening over here. Only thing he does, he starts to speak to the donkey. And he says to him, Lu yicher biyadi, if I only had a sword in my hands, I would kill you. And we stop and we think about ourselves, how many things are happening to us constantly throughout our life, day by day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us many different messages. The message's intention is to be ma'ir us to think about Hashem more, to think about our life. And we don't stop to think, what does Hashem want? That whatever is happening didn't come from itself. There is a reason for everything that happens. And this is what we see in the Gemara. Gemara says, Shein Adam Noikev Etzbo Melamata, a person can't even move his finger down here in this world. Eli'im Kem Achrizim Emenem El Mal, unless Hashem has decreed it from up above. And Bilam HaRasha, he sees this unnatural event, and he remains Berishosai. He remains the evil person he was before. What does the donkey say? Only a few words. Not much. And let's analyze the words of the donkey now. Ma, asisi lecha. What have I done to you, Bilam? Ki son of Zesholosh Golem, that you beat me these three times. Then the Yosin continues. Hello, Anoichi Asoincha, I am your donkey, Asher Achafta Alai. You've been riding on me, Ma'utcha Reyem Azer, from time immemorable. Ahaskin Iskanta Lassus L'chokoi. I haven't done anything bad to you to deserve this. So I have a little analysis to make here from the Mishnah and the Masechta Avos. In the fifth parak, Mishnah Tes, over there, the Mishnah says to us the following. Asara Devarim, there were 10 things, Shinivru Be'erev Shabbos, that Hashem created an Erev Shabbos ben Hashemoshes, right before nighttime. V'echad Mehem, and one of them was Pi Ha'asan. Hashem created B'sheish Shemei B'reishis, the mouth of the donkey. So now let's stop a second and analyze and think to ourselves, how many years passed from the time Hashem created the mouth of the donkey till the time that the donkey started to speak? Thousands of years. Now, if Hashem is Baruch is going to change the nature of the world, then we have to obviously come to the conclusion that the donkey is going to speak some very, very important words, some very wondrous words with a wondrous message. Because it was only this time that the donkey is going to speak. The donkey never spoke before. The donkey never spoke afterwards. So what we have to ask ourselves now, was it worthwhile for Hashem Yisbarach to create a donkey, Mimasa Veracious, only for these 23 words? These few words that the donkey is going to speak? For that you change the entire teva, the entire nature. For that you go ahead and you prepare from the beginning of creation. But perhaps there's an important lesson for us to learn from this. And this is the lesson of Hakaras HaTov, of being grateful, that to Hashem, expressing our gratitude and showing our gratitude is amongst the most important and chosheva things in Hashem's eye. And this is what we learn from the story of the donkey with Bilam. That even for a behemoth, we need to show our gratitude. And that's what the donkey said. I'm your donkey, you're riding on me all these years, I never did anything bad to you, how could you hit me? Where's your curse of Toiv, Bilam? Let's say I did something you don't like, but look at all the service I gave you all the years. And if this is so, then how much more so are we required to express our gratitude and thanks to people who have an Nishmas Elokim and who do good by us? Yes, it's true that the Mishnah teaches us Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the world was created for us. But it doesn't mean that we can live in this world without gratitude. That is what the animal life does. And here we have an animal itself that's demanding gratitude. So we have to stop and think. At least this is what I took from this story. Where do we come from? Where are we going? Before whom are we going to have to give a din v'cheshbon? And therefore, just to live and to take from this world what's possible without stopping to think that we have to show gratitude for everything that we have to Hashem, that definitely was not the purpose and the intention of Hashem's creation of this world or for sending us down to this world. Because if we are not able to express our gratitude to our Rabbeim, to our teachers, to our leaders, to our parents, to our friends, then how are we ever going to express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He does for us? How is it possible for a person to even say a bracha bekavona, to say a bracha with the proper mindset and intention? Because a bracha also, in a certain extent, is hakara satoiv, is an expression of our gratitude to Hashem, which we make before we eat something, which we recite after we eat something. It's all about hakara satoiv. And this is what we see by the makas we are taught. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do the first three makas. He didn't bring upon the Egyptians the plague of blood, the plague of frogs, and the plague of kingdom of vermin. The Torah tells us that Hashem said to Moshe, he should tell Aharon to go ahead and do these makas. And if we look closely, Rashi says to us why Hashem did not want Moshe to perform these three makas. Lefi shehegen hayo'or al Moshe, because the Nile protected Moshe when he was kishenishnach lesocho, when he was thrown inside. Lefikach, therefore, loyloka al yodoi, therefore it was not hit through him. Lo b'dam, lo b'tzvadeya, not by dam and not by the tzvadeya, and also by the matas kinam, he didn't do it either. Over there it also says Amar Laharan, say to Aharon. Rashi over there also explains lo hoyeho ofak yedai glukos al yedei Moshe, the earth was not worthy of being hit by Moshe, l'vishahegen ol love, because the earth protected him k'shaharagis amitri, when he killed the Mitzri, v'yetpaneu b'chol, and hit him into the ground. So now we see clearly what Hashem's will is. That every Yid is required to think about every single thing that happens. and not chas v'shalom to create damage or to cause any agmas nefesh and tzar. We see Hashem over here didn't let him hit the water, didn't let him hit the ground. Now, does water and ground have any feelings? Do they sense anything? But Hashem felt that because these things protected Moshe, that if he would go ahead and hit the water, if he would hit the ground, it would be a kofu toiv, someone who absolutely is the opposite of gratefulness. It's unbelievable when we think about this. And this is what the Gemara says to us. That in the beginning, a person sometimes is going to be kofu toiv, will be ungrateful to the people that he's associated with on this world. But what happens afterwards, chas v'shalom, v'achakach kofu v'tavashu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afterwards he becomes ungrateful and does not appreciate and express his gratitude to all the good things that Hashem does for him in this world, chas v'shalom. And when we go ahead, and when we look a little bit deeper into the words of the Torah, beyond the surface, we are able to learn and understand that all of these stories are not just nice stories and legends and things that happened to our forefathers and to Bnei Yisrael, but instead it's teaching us a Derech HaChaim, a way to live for generations till Mashiach comes. How a Yid is supposed to conduct himself in his lifetime. That Maisa Ovay Simon Labonim, that what our forefathers did, how they lived, how they spoke, the things that they were careful with. This is a lesson for us. And it was worthy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the Pi HaOsam, the mouth of the donkey, way back from Maaseh Bereishis, so that we should learn this tremendous lesson of Hakaras HaTov, appreciation and gratitude for everything we have to all the people that we are associated with. Amen Kehi Ratzon, may we be Zocha to be able to live this type of a life.